Well, it's been just about 50 years since the start of the Vietnam War, and there are thank you celebrations going on all across the country to celebrate and thank those who served in that war. The Depot is having a thank you celebration for Vietnam War veterans. It's taking place at the Depot's Great Hall in Duluth today. Fletcher Hines is a Vietnam vet, and he joins us on the phone to talk to us a little bit about his experience and his sense of the thank you efforts that are going on right now. Hey, Fletcher, good morning. It's great to have you on the line.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be with you.
Can you talk a little bit about your personal experiences coming home from the war and the kind of reception that you met or didn't meet?
Yeah, I fought with the 5th Marines as an infantry soldier in Vietnam in 1969. And, when I got back home, I was, of course, happy to be home and back in the world, as we called it back then, as a veteran. I think when I came back, it was basically to a nation that was kind of silent about the war or just kind of indifferent about it. When I came back, it was just you didn't really talk about the war. I basically grew my hair long, like was the style back then, and basically hoped and nobody asked me about the war. So I don't know if you'd call it a stigma, but veterans, I think, generally just didn't talk much about it or just kind of avoided the topic and felt like it was best that they didn't bring it up.
Fletcher, did you come back to the Northland? Was that your home at that time?
Yeah, I came back. I actually was born and raised in Rochester, Minnesota, so I came back to Rochester. And, a lot of veterans, I know they survived the war, but they also have to survive the peace. And sometimes that's just as hard. So I came back, and, everybody expects you to be the same guy you were when you left, but you're not the same person. A lot's happened to you. You have a different worldview. You're a different person. And so it's difficult just to come back and continue life as you did before you were in a war experience.
Were Minnesotans, for the most part, Rochester, it's my hometown too, kind of a liberal and progressive community because people come and live there from all over the world. Do you think that veterans were met with the same kinds of hostility in Minnesota that perhaps they were met with in other maybe bigger cities?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. You know, I personally didn't experience any overt hostility. It was basically indifference, I think, that I experienced. I have heard a lot of stories about veterans who were treated poorly when they got back, and people called them names and that kind of thing. My personal experience was just more indifference than anything like that. So I don't know what all the reasons for the differences in treatment depending on where you were in the country or different communities. But the Rochester community was just basically, like so many communities, just silent about the war.
Do you think it's too late? Do you think these thank you celebrations that are trying to make up for what didn't happen maybe 50 years ago, is it too late?
I don't really think it's too late. You know, that war was very divisive, and our country has many political and cultural divides, and we try and, address those through our democratic processes, and some of the feelings of veterans are that they just want to be recognized and acknowledged for the risks they took and the hazard they faced on behalf of the country, and for just doing the work that our country called upon them to do. So I think just more just recognition and acknowledgement for the sacrifices they made is what veterans are looking for.
The celebration today is being talked about as something just very laid back, very kickback, and one of the gentlemen who was helping to put it together was quoted as saying, you know, it's about food. He said it's food we were thinking about when we were over there.
Well,
was that your experience, Fletcher?
Well, I spent a year eating sea rations and out in the bush. So, I think it would, if we would have had ice cream or pizza over there, that would have been like heaven. So,
So today,
so
you...
was, I think that is true in a way that USC rations makes you really look forward to the food of your home country.
So you're planning to stuff yourself with ice cream and pizza today at the
event. Yeah, I think so. I don't think. I hope there's no C rations there.
So what do you want? What are you hoping for your other veterans? You know, when you see other veterans and in particular other Vietnam era vets at the celebration today, what are you hoping they come away with?
I think what I'd like to see us come away with, myself and other veterans, is just a sense of community, that they're part of the community and they're, the community of veterans, and also the communities they live in, and that they're, respected for what they did. And I just think a lot of times veterans come home, and still today many veterans may feel alienated or separate from some of our cultural vibes just because of the war experience they have. And some veterans, adjusted well, and some didn't adjust so well. And so I just hope that they come away feeling a sense of community and a sense of belonging. And we certainly look forward to talking to other vets. And there is a kind of a brotherhood of veterans. A lot of the experiences you have in Vietnam, you're closer to the people you're fighting with than just about any other people in your life. You're facing life and death situations. You really depend on each other. And that same sense of brotherhood and camaraderie is something that I look forward to participating in tonight.
What about the supporters? What about the folks that have come to say that belated thank you? Is there an insight that you're hoping that they can gain, or something that they can carry moving forward?
Well, I think basically the Vietnam veterans are like any other people, have the same needs that other people have emotionally and physically, and that they're just like the rest of us. They went through some of them went through some pretty horrific experiences, but they're just people in the community and just trying to get by and make a good life for themselves. They're not some kind of a strange animal or anything. They're just like everybody else. They went through the war experience, and they had some of them had a rough time, but they're still just members of the community like us all.
Fletcher, do you think that some of the, and we're running out of time, and of course I always think of something I just have to ask before I let you go. Do you think that some of the awareness that we're gaining as soldiers are coming back about the experiences that they went through, about PTSD, just about how difficult it can be to come back, as you mentioned, and pick up your life where you left off, and people expecting you to be the same person. Do you think since we are getting more aware and getting better educated about some of these things that we're making it a little easier? We're just getting smarter about veterans in general, and we can start to make it easier for veterans when they come back?
Yeah, I think that's we've definitely come a long way. And coming back from Vietnam, there wasn't PTSD wasn't even a recognized condition. When we came back, there's virtually no services. So I think the military has come a long way in trying to provide services to veterans that are trying to reintegrate into society, and just kind of put the Vietnam veteran experience in context with their culture and with themselves. And I think the people coming home now are still facing reintegration problems, but we as a culture, I think, are a little more sensitive to what they went through and what their needs are. And I think there's a broader service environment. The VA has really adjusted its services, and like I say, the military, and I think the community in general has come a long way in terms of recognizing and acknowledging veterans and being able to talk with them about their experiences and just have a sense of welcoming them back into the community and thanking them and respecting them for the sacrifices they made.
Fletcher, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's always great to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I hope a lot of people come down there tonight to the depot, and look forward to seeing everybody.
Fletcher Hines is a Vietnam vet. He joined us this morning to talk about the Duluth Depot's Thank You Celebration for Vietnam Vets. It's taking place tonight at the Depot's Great Hall in Duluth, and we'll get a link set up on our website so you can find all the details.